Technology. It's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun. It can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
Hello and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look into stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Tungekar. On today's show, we'll hear from the creator of a new startup that aims to connect people with free music. Nick Campy is a 22-year-old college dropout that studied computer science and information technology at Mizzou. This last 4th of July, he officially launched Listener Approved. It's a web-based application that provides listeners with free music while giving independent artists exposure. The site has a voting system built into it, so the more popular a song is, the higher up it'll appear in the charts. He spoke to KBIA's Scott Pham about the site, his motivation for creating it, and his decision to drop out of college. He started by describing how he came up with the idea.
It started out as an idea to have a community of people that would vote on music in order to populate charts that would be the highest rated music. So that way I wouldn't have to go find it in places and look on these blogs. So I took it from there, and really I looked into a lot of the licensing issues that there are with music now. And I discovered quite a few very prominent independent musicians that are actually doing their own, they're handling everything in their own career. They do have agents and managers and things like that, but they're not working with record labels, and they're giving the music out completely for free. And I saw that as a big opportunity. So I kind of took that upon it to turn it into a platform for independent musicians. So that way they would take their music, give it out for free, and other people can vote on it and download it all. And it's completely Creative Commons licensed. So that way anybody can take that music, download a high quality copy of it, and be able to release their own creations on other people's creations. It's almost like open sourcing music, like there is with open source software.
What do you get out of it?
Well, new music. The whole idea is to help independent musicians, because independent musicians are getting robbed left and right from whether it be their management, their agents, or other services that they have to pay for, and they don't even know what to use most of the time. Most of them are completely clueless as to what to do, and they end up paying for things that they wouldn't necessarily need to pay for in a lot of different places if they were a little bit more creative about how they approach their problems.
How do you feel about going into business without a degree?
It doesn't bother me much. It bothers my mother a lot more. but to me, it makes no difference, really. All the people I have hired that work for me don't have degrees. They never went to college. They learned this all on their own or by practicing in the field, basically, just real life experience.
So, what was your time like at Mizzou? Did you enjoy it? Was it a good experience?
Yeah, it was definitely a good experience. I learned quite a bit and figured out where I needed to be and where I needed to look for a lot of the opportunities that I'd be interested in, especially with open source software. That's one thing that universities are universally known for, is promoting open source and the whole entire software movement, which I don't know if you guys know anything about that or if anyone does. It's a whole entire movement for software based on giving your source code out for free for other people to work on and modify and then resubmit their changes into your code. So that way, if there's any outlying bugs or anything that you missed while you were programming it, other people might catch those and help submit them back and make the software better.
And how did that help you launch Listener Approved or get to that point?
Well, we utilize nothing but open source software at our company. Everything we built has been built on somebody else's work. That's the whole idea of the open source software, is that a lot of these languages and programs and software that gets created is all created on top of open source software that has been worked on by thousands of people around the world. And so you end up getting a better product out of utilizing open source software, because all these people have actually submitted their own time to working on these projects.
What didn't you learn in the university?
A lot of the new technologies. A lot of the stuff that they do teach in the university is based around corporate needs. So I assume that they're trying to get a lot of their students ready for a job at Cerner or IBM or any other big tech company, NPS, in town. or Carfax, they try to tailor it to their needs. And a lot of them are still utilizing a lot of software that isn't, it's tried and true. It's very good software, but it's not the most efficient way to do things, especially 2012. We figured out new ways around different problems. A lot of that isn't really taught, but if you dig deeper, and anything you need to learn about programming or technology can be learned online. You can find out about anything and any topic you want to, just Google it. So basically, just with a handy skill of knowing how to Google, I've been able to figure out basically everything I needed to be able to actually find and be able to learn these new technologies and how to utilize them correctly.
Do you have a brick and mortar space?
The spare bedroom of my apartment.
How's that working out?
Not bad. We can fit our programming team in there, and we see the rest of the team every once in a while, probably about once a week.
Why did you stay in Columbia to get this thing off the ground?
Because we don't have any money to go anywhere else. Basically, that's the whole idea, the whole issue. We are actually looking to move to Denver, Colorado. That's where a lot of the music scene is starting to explode, and that's where a lot of our musician partners are actually located as well.
That's interesting to me. I would have thought, most young companies want to move to where the support and the money is, but...
Yeah, San Francisco or the Bay Area, yeah. Some of our team actually lived out there for the last 2 years or so, so I've been out there quite a few times. It's, we can afford that. No startup can afford that. And I think that's the dumbest idea, to bring your young company out there with little to no money and say, okay, I'm going to live here in this... the most expensive place to live and try to start a company and where the commercial real estate is off the roof. This makes no sense.
I mean, that's so that sounds like that's an advantage of Columbia, right? Where cost of living.
Definitely. And we're sitting, three or four hours from, or probably a little less from Rolla, which is one of the best technology schools there is in the entire nation. I mean, the guy who invented Twitter and Square, actually attended the university there.
Cool. All right, I want to ask you a couple last questions about students now that might be thinking about doing what you're doing. What would you say to somebody that's in school now but wishes they could kind of break out and start their own thing?
Depends on what they're studying and what their skills are in. If they're a business-minded individual, I suggest getting into tech, and if they are into tech, I suggest getting a little bit deeper and understanding a lot of the what goes on behind a lot of the technology that you already utilize.
And that's it for this week's Under the Microscope. Thanks for listening. Just a reminder that you could listen to this episode and others by visiting our website, kbia.org.